Polly, I'm tired.
Quite a rush in the Ploughman's, didn't you?
Yeah. Nora was snowed under with the darts match. Still, we beat him.
Aren't you coming to bed tonight?
Just caught a sight of me face in the dressing table mirror. Don't I look a wreck?
Well, you said it.
Not very much.
Never mind. I love you in spite of everything.
What?
In spite of you being just about the most infuriating bloke I ever met.
Oh, well, if it's compliments, Sally, you're not such a bad old bag of trouble yourself.
That's what I like, the language of love.
Shift over. Yeah. Ah. Hey, what's this? On my bedside table.
Just a little present for you.
For me? Blimey. A blooming plant?
It's a non-blooming plant, matter of fact. It's the pretty leaves you have it for.
Me? Well, what do I want with a pot plant? Women going for these things.
Oh, so you don't like the present I got you? And I told all the regulars in the bar I was giving it you.
Well, what do you want to go and do a thing like that for?
I thought you might find it funny.
Can't see what's funny about it.
It depends on how it strikes you.
Oh, I get it. Come on, tell me.
Well, it's a plant you find on cottage windowsills. Sometimes it's got a lot of green leaves and only a few white ones. And sometimes it's the other way round. And that's why it's called husbands and wives.
This is supposed to be funny.
Well, it is to me, because I know which way round it is. The old saying was that if there were more green leaves than white, the husband was the boss.
But this is the other way round. This one's got... Hey, you blooming so-and-so.
It's only tit for tat. Cool, wait till they ask you about it in the bar tomorrow.
You little...
Mind the plant.
To hell with the plant. That can stick there. Now, arch over. We'll soon see who's the boss in this household. Plant or no plant. Leave well alone, eh? Yeah, well, that's the sort of advice I really appreciate. Makes things simpler, doesn't it? I'll say. It's a pity your sister-in-law doesn't believe in it.
What, Laura?
No offence, mind, but her way of getting volunteers to dig out the village pond had turned a recruiting sergeant green with envy.
Oh, I did hear she had a go at you.
Had a go? I was halfway through the door with me wellies on before I knew what was happening.
The trouble with Laura is that she gets these enthusiasms and then can't understand why the rest of us don't share them.
Ah. It sounds like Polly and her country cottage. It's just an obsession. Next week she'll have forgotten all about it.
Oh, I doubt it. Not from the way she was talking yesterday.
Oh, Lord. Has she been rabbiting on in the bar as well?
Sounds quite sensible what she was saying.
What, a cottage we can't afford to buy and can't live in anyway?
Well, you could always let it.
Well, what's the point? There's no money in being a private landlord these days. And when you want your property back, the tenants won't budge.
Sounds as if you looked into it pretty carefully.
Gosh, well, I'm always looking into things, Mr. Archer. And if they're no good, I'll drop them fast.
Well, there it is, Sid.
They were right about one thing. Convenient for public transport. There's a blooming motorway within a stone's throw.
You probably can't hear the traffic inside.
Well, what have they got in the windows? Quadruple glazing?
Sid.
Oh, just listen to that racket, love. The only person stupid enough to live here would need to be stone deaf and have a passion for collecting car numbers.
That's what I like about you. Always giving things the benefit of the doubt.
That cottage looks as if it needs benefit of clergy.
You promised you'd...
I know. I'd go inside and take a look. And I will.
If you want my opinion... I think the place has a lot of charm. Oh, I love that thatched roof.
So do the spiders, I expect.
If you're going to be awkward...
No, I'll just be my usual reticent self, Poldo. Lead on. We'll start round the back. I'll check off the details on the sheet they sent us.
Right.
Come on. Ah, then. Oh, that's funny, I don't see it.
What are you looking for?
Oh, this bit in block capitals. Manageable garden. I can't see it, unless it's locked away in the cellar.
You're standing in it.
The cellar?
The garden.
What? This? A garden? I've seen bigger window boxes.
Don't exaggerate.
Manageable garden is about right. Hey, our Lucy could manage this before breakfast.
I'm going in. Oh, this must be the back door key. In your mood, I think you'd be better off out here.
Oh, no. I want to see what other games this place holds in store. We've played on the garden. What's next? Well, that wants some oil for a start.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Oh. Now that is a bonus, I must confess. There's no mention here of a nice roomy hall.
This is not a hall. It's a sitting room.
You mean This is the cosy oldie worldy sitting room. Oh, me head.
Oh. With genuine oak beams, yeah.
Cool, I've heard of low ceilings, but this is ridiculous. Who was it built for, the Seven Dwarfs?
Oh, it's lovely. It's full of character.
And filth. Look at these windowsills, inches deep.
We'd soon put that right. Then a nice oval rug here, and a few easy chairs there, and the telly up in that corner.
And hey presto, the room is clogged up.
We could really do things with a place like this.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Let's find the kitchen.
Need we bother, love? It's obvious we found a dud.
Well, I don't agree. This cottage has a lot to recommend it. These original stone-flagged floors, for instance. I bet they could tell a few stories.
Of all the chilblains they've caused, and all the pneumonia. Oh, they've even got a few toadstools growing between them.
Those are mushrooms.
I've got it. This is the manageable garden. 1/100 acre of wild mushroom, climbing toadstool, and well-established rising damp.
The kitchen must be through there.
Why waste any more time in this dump? Oh, oh!
The estate agent was right. This place won't cost much to run. It's got very low overheads.
Oh, very funny.
Would madam care for a liqueur? Would madam care for a liqueur?
Oh, well, madam doesn't really know.
Go on, Baldos. It's a special occasion.
They're so strong, Sid.
How about a nice creme de menthe? Or a cherry brandy?
Oh, go on then. I'll have a cherry brandy.
And for you, sir?
I'll have the same.
Very good, sir.
Suppose I ought to have a proper brandy to do things right.
Who says?
John Tregaram? Jack Woolley? They should know. But I prefer something sweet. That's why I married you.
Hey, just think. 9 years ago tomorrow.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Oh. Don't
you again. Oh, thanks very much.
He made me jump, creeping up like that.
Cheers, love. It's the next 9 years. And the rest.
Cheers, Sid. Lovely.
You only have to sip it, love. Look, what is biting you?
I was remembering our honeymoon.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, something to laugh at, was it?
Only that time when you...
I don't remember it being that hilarious.
Oh, nothing to laugh at most of the time.
Eh?
I mean, well, you know what I mean.
I'm not sure I do.
It was when you...
When I what?
When you got up to go to the Watson and I dozed off.
Oh, yeah. And the bedroom door shut behind me in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, it was the middle of the night to us, because we went to bed early. Not long after midnight, really.
There was folks still up, I know.
Yeah, well, that's what's so funny. You tapping on the door, trying to get back in. And everybody smirking, because they thought we'd had a lover's tiff.
It didn't seem very amusing at the time. Nor next day, when folks kept giving me funny looks.
Oh, I quite enjoyed it.
What, me being locked out? Or the honeymoon?
Both. Hey, we've come a long way since them days.
I never thought we'd be eating at posh places like this then, did we?
I had a feeling we might make it.
Honest?
I wasn't going to marry a failure.
Come to think, I wasn't much cop, was I?
I wasn't an heiress myself. They say marriage is a gamble.
Yep. And now it's paid off.
I bet Tom and Prue Forrest would say the same.
A shame about Jennifer and Roger, though.
Do you reckon it really is the final break for them?
I'm afraid so. Things can't have been right there for years, living apart and all that.
Yeah, wouldn't have done for me.
Yeah, not me. I mean, there are times, me darling, when you send me screaming up the wall, but now I couldn't be doing that sort of caper.
Yeah, same here.
Yep. Yes, I'll tell you this, Paldells. If marriage is a lottery, I reckon I've won the jackpot. Not with you, and little Lucy, and all her brothers and sisters.
She hadn't got any brothers and sisters.
I know that. There's plenty of time. Wait then.
Morning, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Polly. I didn't hear you coming.
I thought you looked a bit lost in thought. Come on, Lucy, don't hang about. I'm just taking her for a walk.
And I'm taking advantage of the weather to prune these gooseberries. Should have been done a while back, really.
Sid was planning to grow soft fruit at the barn we were buying. He had a book on it from the library van.
The whole thing's fallen through, has it?
Afraid so.
Here, hang on. What about that cottage in Pennyhasset, the one Tom saw advertised in the Echo?
Sorry?
Last Friday it was. He was showing the advert to Sid in the bar. Sounded just the job.
Sid didn't mention it.
Oh, well, he didn't know you'd lost the barn then, did he?
It's probably gone by now. The really nice ones don't stay on the market long.
Don't give up. Just come inside a minute and I'll look out the advert. That is, if Mrs. Archer hasn't used it to light the fire.
Well, love, what do you think?
Can't really tell, Sid. Not without looking inside.
No, might be a key at the post office. House agents leave them there sometimes.
Come on, let's peep in through the window.
Watch out for that muddy bit.
Yeah, garden's a fair size.
Gives me backache just looking at it. Yeah, here we are. Can you see anything?
No, the window's too dirty.
Could do with a lick of paint. And look, there's hardly any putty around this window.
Sid! What'd you do that for?
Well, I only touched it, honey.
Windows don't just fall out.
The frame must be rotten, love. Blimey, you can pull it away with your fingers.
Sid, stop it. You can't go around pinching bits out of folks' houses.
Must have been empty for months. Anyway, we can see in now.
It's a bit dark. It's a funny smell, too.
Mmm, damp. Them flag floors must have been sweating.
It's not very nice, is it?
Well, use your imagination, Polly.
Yeah, but sweating floors.
Oh, that can be fixed. Not without trouble, mind.
Sid, look at the fireplace.
Where? Oh, yeah. You're not bad.
It's a real inglenook. It's even got a bread oven.
Well, either that or the rats have been busy.
Oh, Sid, when can we look inside?
You're a bit more enthusiastic.
An old-world cottage, inglenook fireplace. It's just what we really wanted.
4,500. Well, it should be easier to raise than 6.
And being in Penny Asset, we're much nearer Ambridge than we were at the barn.
Just down the road from Harry Booker, in fact. Well, I tell you what, we're going to Borchester to see the agents this afternoon.
I can't wait.
Anybody home?
Oh, hey, hi.
What's this? You trying to sneak in the back way before opening time?
No, I wanted a word about the match tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
What I really wondered was, if you wouldn't mind taking my place.
You want my Sid to play?
Oh, only this once. You see, I told Harry I was available, but something's come up. And after Sid's performance last Saturday...
Well, I don't know.
He'd love to, Tony.
You wouldn't mind, love?
Why should I?
Well, there have been times...
Are you trying to make out your hen pecked or something? Anyway, it's a home match, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Little Croxley.
Huh? Hang on while I see who that is.
Oh, poor Sid. Do you reckon I treat him badly?
Oh, no worse than Pat treats me. Better, in fact. I'm having to call off the match tomorrow.
You mean Pat objects to you playing?
Oh, it's more subtle than that. But Hayden's been dropping hints about needing help at the garage.
Oh, I see. And with him being Pat's uncle...
Exactly.
How long is it before the baby's due?
Oh, about 2 months. Mm. I know everybody says I fuss, but she oughtn't to be on her feet for hours on end serving petrol.
Molly, love, cross your fingers. This may be our lucky day.
Eh? What do you mean?
That was the estate agent's. The cottage at Penny Asset.
Oh, the one we saw on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, I know if we're still interested.
It's for sale? Again?
Could be. It depends on whether... Oh, Lord, I haven't time to explain now. I'll tell you later.
Hey, where are you going?
The estate agents in Borchester.
But it's nearly opening time.
Wish me luck, Polly. See ya.
You don't think my Sid's had an accident, do you? It's 6 hours.
I'm sure he'll have a good explanation, Polly.
Hello, Grandad.
Oh, hello.
Tony.
I called in to say I can play in the team tomorrow after all. Hayden's getting a new mechanic and the rescue operation's been called off.
Managed to get somebody, has he?
Yeah, a bloke from Borchester. Starts next week sometime. Oh, a pint, Polly. Celebrate my release from the petrol pumps. Grandad?
Yes, thanks. Just a half.
Mind you, Polly, if Sid's really keen on playing...
I wouldn't know. And if he's not here, I can't ask him.
You don't mean he's not come back?
I am late, Polly.
Sid, wherever have you been?
Oh, just sorting things out. Hello, Miss Archer.
Sid.
Hi, Sid.
Oh, Lord, the match tomorrow. You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Got a lot on all of a sudden.
Sid Perks, will you tell me what you've been doing?
Aye, come on, for goodness sake.
Well, you know the cottage we saw?
In Penny Hesset. Yeah, we know all about that. What's happened?
I've bought it.
Eh?
You bought it?
Gave them 400 quid deposit in pound notes, signed on the dotted line.
But we still haven't been to Patterson's, Dan.
If you think I'm going to stand about in a shoe shop with all these parcels,
able to sit down. Patterson's is where Pat bought those lovely fur-lined boots. They're just what I could do with.
Getting back to Ambridge is just what I could do with. I'm the beast of burden, remember?
Somebody's been shopping.
Oh, hello, Polly. I've come in to have my driving lesson.
How's it going, Polly?
Slowly. There's so much to remember.
Oh, you'll soon get the hang of it.
Dan was saying you'd bought a house.
We put a deposit down anyway. Oh. It was a lovely little cottage in Penny Asset. And not too expensive, even by modern prices.
But you won't actually live in it just yet.
We can't at the moment, even if we wanted to.
It needs a lot doing to it since then.
Yeah, I'm afraid it does. We're hoping to do a fair bit of it ourselves, though.
Well, that should keep down the costs.
And what happens then?
Well, that's where we've run into a few snags.
No, in what way?
We hope Mum would move into the cottage. In her heart, she's always wanted to go back to Penyhatter. But when we told her about it, she sounded so uninterested, it rather put a damper on things.
Have you actually asked her to consider moving?
No. Her attitude sort of put us off. You see, the trouble is, if she doesn't live in the cottage and doesn't help us out a bit with the financial side of it...
Then you're in difficulties.
Yeah, serious ones.
You can see, Piggy. What with this business of competition with the shop and the trouble between Bert Gibbs and the Echo?
There's just about enough happening to keep you happily on your toes.
I ought to know better than to go on about these things to you. You understand too well how I tick.
I know you'd be bored stiff if nothing ever happened. Much the same as Pat is, waiting for the baby.
She's fitting well, is she?
Fine. Just a bit fed up, that's all. She's always been such an active girl.
I know how she feels. It's the devil of a job to put your feet up and stay still when you've always been used to being on the go.
Oh, I can see you're enjoying life. Jennifer says so, too.
I must say she and Brian are getting along well, aren't they?
I'm pleased, aren't you?
Yes. Brian's just the right sort for her. More than a bit of gumption, and not too soft. Well, he'll do.
So it would meet with your approval?
You make it sound as though it isn't definite.
Well, Jennifer isn't free yet, even though it may be only a formality.
Divorce isn't ever as painless as that. I know. But I'll change the subject. How is Sid and Polly getting on with this cottage thereby, and all sewn up, is it?
They may lose it if they can't find the rest of the money by the looks of it.
Well, that's not good news, I must say.
Polly tells me they've got until the end of the month to finalise it.
Well, Sunday's the end of the month.
That's true. Apparently they've still got hopes that Mrs. Mead will help them out, a kind of family venture. But she isn't the sort to make decisions quickly.
Do you think it'd help if I was to offer
No, Jack. It's kind of you to consider it. But one thing you could do is to advise me. After all, if anyone's responsible for them, I should be.
You're right, of course. And come to think of it, there is a simple solution. And it'd only take a quick phone call.
Oh, there you are, Sid.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer. Did you want to see Polly? She's over at her mum's. Shouldn't be long.
About the cottage, is that it?
Oh, she's told you about it, has she?
I understand a lot depends on Mrs. Mead.
The old deal, pretty well. But the way she was going on last night about nobody's money being safe anymore, don't think Polly's going to have much luck somehow.
Well, if it has turned out like that, when she comes back, you can cheer her up, can't you?
Me? How?
By telling her that I've arranged through my bank to stand as guarantor to you for getting a loan.
What?
Polly mentioned that Mrs. Mead might put up £1,500, so I've arranged it for that.
You mean we can actually take out that much cash and hand it over to the solicitor on Monday?
I dare say he'd be satisfied with a cheque.
Oh, Mrs. Archer, you're a blooming angel. Oh, blimey, wait till Polly hears this.
Cheese and onion crisps. Barbecue bacon crisps. Plain crisps. I don't believe it.
Sid? I brought you a cup of tea.
Thanks, love. Here. Do you know of anyone with a wild craving for salt and vinegar crisps?
Should I?
Well, there's been a run on them. Haven't a packet left.
Well, we have been busy over Christmas.
No. This is panic buying. Perhaps they know something we don't.
About crisps?
Salt and vinegar flavour. You don't think they have some sort of, special quality? Like rhinoceros horn?
No, Sid, I don't.
These stories do get about. Remember when we sold those little packets of monkey nuts?
Oh, Sid.
Walter Gabriel reckoned they made a new man of him.
Well, no one ever said that about salt and vinegar crisps. Probably the supplier didn't send enough.
Yes, I suppose so. That means a quick trip to Borchester Cash and Carry.
Sid, talking about supplies...
I know. We're out of cocktail cherries. That coachload of Boy Scouts nicked them.
Joe Grundy.
Hey?
Since when have we been dealing with Joe Grundy?
I'm not with you.
Well, 10 minutes ago, I popped my head out the back door to see if it had stopped raining, and there he was, coming across the yard in his greasy old Mac.
Oh.
He said he'd be down with the goods on Wednesday.
Yes, well, it's all to do with the hunt, you see. I've heard they may start the meet again in Ambridge.
Go on.
Well, we don't want to miss the chance of some extra business, do we? You know, jolly huntsmen in red coats.
Pink coats.
Yeah, well... I mean, they don't ask for half a bitter, do they? It's gin and tonics all round with that lot.
Yeah, but where does Joe Grundy come in? He'd be the last person we want around.
I just thought that to attract the hunting set, we ought to have something special on the ploughman's menu. Like game pie.
Oh, no.
Now, wait a minute.
He's a poacher. Everybody knows that.
It's all rumour. He's just a farmer with a good source of supply.
Yeah, Jack Woolley's Country Park. You can't do it. We'd lose more friends than we knew we had.
Come off it, love.
What about Tom Forrest and Gordon Armstrong? Not to mention the police.
Now you are being ridiculous.
Am I? What if a bloke in a dirty mat came offering you half-price cigarettes and whiskey?
It's hardly the same. A local farmer's offering me some game at a reasonable price, cutting out the middleman.
You'll tell Nora, then?
Eh?
In the storeroom, Nora.
Now, hold on.
Go on. You ask if she minds serving up pie made out of game poached from George Barford.
Oh, there you are. It's really miserable out. A sort of thin drizzle that soaks you.
Yeah, I know. Sid wants a word with you.
With me?
Go on, Sid.
Well, come on, man. It's a simple question. Can you and your folk come round tonight or not?
Oh, I don't know. My lads, you see, they ain't what you'd call sociable.
You don't have to be posh to come round to our place. It won't be anything special. Just a bite for supper. A cake or two. Or a glass of whiskey to celebrate the new year.
Can't see anything to celebrate myself. Not the way things be going.
Oh, don't start all that.
It's true, though, ain't it? Never known the country in such a mess. Talk about a blind man on a galloping horse.
Well, dare say you'll do all right.
Darn right I will. The government can go hang, and I shall still have wood for the fire, and taters for the pot. Ah, here, I've someone else beside. Just come and look.
I no time to be looking at things. Got to get to Martha's for a tin of salmon.
Won't take a minute. It's only in the outhouse.
Oh, all right, then.
Besides, you can always get your groceries, and that son-in-law yourn. I dare say he knocks a few bob off for you.
Oh, Harry. Shows how much you know.
There now. What do you make of that?
Gracious. How long have you had a freezer?
Oh, a couple of weeks.
It's a fair size, too. Must have cost a bit.
Here, lift up the lid.
Oh, my.
Me and my lads was out every night last week getting that lot.
So that's what you're doing?
Not bad, are they? Mind you, they puts on weight better in cold weather. Now, when I was a lad, you'd see them outside butcher shops about January time, paunched and with their flanks pegged back to show the fat.
But you can't eat all these. You'll get sick of them by spring.
I ain't going to. I've come to a little arrangement with Sid Perks.
Oh, what's that then?
A regular supply on the quiet, with no nonsense about income tax and other tomfoolery. It's all fixed.
A double scotch. There you are.
You're starting early.
Aye, I plan to pass the evening in alcoholic haze, Tom. Seeing the new year in with my mind, Law, is not my idea of fun.
Just listen, Tom.
Oh, it's horrible. Lancashire hot pot and pink blancmange, with the Grundys as honoured guests.
Joe Grundy?
Aye.
Mary's asked him round, has she?
Him and his lads. Have you seen those lads lately? They're like young gorillas. This'll be the first time he's let them off a collar and chain in months.
They do take after him. Aye.
What, in looks or occupation?
Both. They should have warning signs round Grange Farm.
What's that about Grange Farm?
Oh. Joe, we were just discussing farming in these parts. You know, some grow barley, some wheat, but only you grow abandoned cars.
Very humorous. Have a drink and see if it chokes you.
Yeah, did you say have a drink?
New Year's Eve, innit? And you, Tom Forrest.
Oh.
And before you get some Nora, give Sid a shout. I got some business with him.
I'm afraid he's busy, Mr. Grundy.
He can't be. It's 7 o'clock yet. The place is empty.
He's in the cellar.
Well, call him.
Right, Nora. I'll take over in here if you like.
Her said you was in the cellar, Sid Perks.
Oh, Joe. Oh, no.
Evening, Sid.
Tom, you look a bit red in the face, Sid. You been running up and downstairs or something?
No.
Never mind the chit-chat. That business we got, Sid. They'd be already in my deep freeze.
Oh, are they? Good Lord, look at the time. Bet your supper's on the table, Tom.
Yes, Mr. Forrest. I'm sure Prue'll be waiting.
Here, hang on. Joe's promised us a drink.
And I'd like to know more about Joe's deep freeze and what's in it.
It's none of your business, Tom Forrest. If me and my lads does a bit of shooting and Sid here buys the game for pies...
That's torment. He's balmy.
Pheasant pie, eh? Boy, it makes a change from steak and kidney, doesn't it?
Pheasant? I wasn't talking about pheasant.
Just what were you talking about then?
Rabbits, of course.
Rabbits? Oh, blimey.
I got 20 rabbits skinned and ready, Sid Perks, and you've agreed to buy them. So I bet it.
Sorry to keep you. There's rabbit pie if you're hungry.
No, thanks, Nora. 2 half pints will do fine.
Right you are.
Sid's still making Perks pies then, is he?
Oh, yes. The deep freeze is full of rabbits.
Not to everyone's taste, rabbits.
That's what I'd have thought.
But folk will come out from Borchester like them.
Ah, well, it's a bit of a novelty, I dare say.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been at one time. I remember in the 30s when things were bad.
Hello there. Do I hear somebody complaining about his milk check?
Hello, Tony. Oh, talking about rabbit pie, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Grundy's famous idea, eh? I wonder why I didn't think of it first.
Because you're a farmer, that's why. What are you drinking?
A half, thanks very much.
Right. Right, Jar. It's strange to see you drinking at lunchtime, Tony.
Yeah, well, I don't have to tell you why.
Young John Daniel doing well, is he?
Young John is fine, Uncle Tom. He even said Dada this morning.
Oh, get away with you.
Yeah, he did, I heard him.
Oh, then he's a genius. Talking at barely 4 weeks old. There you are, gents.
Ah, thanks, Nora. There you are. Oh.
Well, of course he's a genius. When did I say he wasn't? Well, cheers, then.
Cheers, Tony.
Cheers, then.
I just can't believe it. We sold out again last night. Not a blooming pie left in the ploughman's.
Oh, yeah?
They just can't get enough of them.
I think they're horrible.
Come on, pal dolls. We're the in-place. A perk's pie and a pint of wallop.
I'm tired of having my kitchen turned into an abattoir.
We don't kill them here.
No, but I have to skin them. Nasty, furry things.
Well, you can't put rabbits into pies without skinning them.
Well, perhaps you should try it. Well, that'll be a novelty. They come in coaches from Birmingham and Bristol, I spec.
Now you're just being silly.
Look, I'm sick of your stupid ideas.
Look, love, we're charging 30 pence a slice for those rabbit pies, making almost as much profit as we do on draft beer.
Sid, can't we go back to running a pub instead of a cafe?
All the best pubs have their specialities. Homemade patty. Pigeons in red wine?
Couldn't we specialise in hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, that's right. A joke and a smile. Now let's get down to work, shall we? I'll bring them in from the shed and you can get skinning.
No.
Pardon?
I can't do it. It's the way their fur comes off. All in one piece. And their whiskers.
Whiskers?
Well, they got funny whiskers. All droopy.
Oh, you're imagining things.
I don't care. You've got to face up to it. I've skinned my last rabbit.
Oh, strokes.
Sid!
Oh, blimey, what does she want? Now, what do I do with it?
Sid!
Yeah, in the kitchen! I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, I could do with a cup of tea. Me and Lucy froze at the cottage. I tried to light the fire, but the smoke's... Oh, Sid, what are you doing?
What you should have been doing if you hadn't walked out on me.
You've got it all over the floor.
Don't worry, it'll wash off.
I feel sick.
Go and look after Lucy. I've nearly done.
We should hope so. What are those on the sink?
Rabbit legs.
How long will you be?
As long as it takes.
And you're going to make them into pies?
That's the general idea.
It's 10 to 5. We'll be opening in just over an hour.
Plenty of time.
Right then, I'll be with Lucy, watching television.
Right, that's the ticket. You don't need to worry about tea. We can have one of my pies, fresh from the oven.
Ta-ta, then.
Yeah, you just leave me here. Now then. Oh. Polly!
Yeah?
How much salt shall I put in? A pinch for each pie, or what?
Oh, Sid, it doesn't make any difference, does it?
Well, you've got to have the right amount.
You're not going to make any pies, and you know it. I'll give up, love.
Yeah. Suppose you're right.
You should have come to the cottage with me. The fire kept smoking, and I kept getting dust and dirt on the paint rollers because I hadn't cleaned the walls properly.
I told you not to start painting. That plaster's crumbling to bits.
Oh, I know that now. But if you'd been there...
We've both wasted our afternoons. Oh, well, that's the last of the famous Perks pies.
You mean you don't want me to make any more?
No, these were going to be the last.
I didn't mean to be difficult, but I couldn't face another rabbit.
Wouldn't have made any difference. Joe Grundy was round a while back. Our source of supplies dried up.
You stopped shooting them?
Yeah. Apparently his lads got fed up with chasing around the fields with torches and shotguns every night.
No, I'm all right.
Yeah. Well, I'll shove the kettle on for a cuppa. And I'll break out the biscuit barrel.
Righto, love. Where's Lucy? Oh, in the other room, I spec. Watching the telly. You mustn't let television rule her, Polly. I don't. I'm just grateful for the time it gives us to relax. She's mesmerised from 4 onwards. Now, where did I put my bag? It's over there, look. Oh.
You all about the box?
Yeah.
Been a godsend to anyone with kids. No better way to pacify them. Unless you clonk them on the head with a mallet.
I read somewhere that too much television can damage the eyes.
And too much talking can damage the tongue.
Sid, give Lucy a shout. She's not going to stay in there now Mum's arrived.
Okay.
I've brought her a little something.
What?
Lucy! Lucy! She's not there.
That's funny.
She must be downstairs somewhere.
I'll take a look.
No, you'll do nothing of the kind, love. You stay right here with your Mum and make a cup of tea. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Does she usually play these games?
Yeah, now and then. We found her under the bar once.
A child of four?
Since then, the door's always been kept bolted.
Could she have gone into one of the guest rooms?
No. All the doors are locked and the keys are downstairs. No, Sid'll probably find her in the storeroom. She often plays in there.
A storeroom is hardly the place for a child.
Has she slipped back up?
No. Isn't she downstairs?
No, not as far as I can see.
The cellar. She might
have flashed around everywhere that was unlocked. Not a sign of her. Where the devil's she got to?
Could she be playing outside in the car park?
She's not allowed to.
Well, I checked anyway. She just vanished.
Well, don't say that.
I think all three of us should start looking. She must be in the building somewhere.
Lucy, I know you're down here somewhere. Now, come on out. Oh, please, stop playing games. She isn't down here.
Well, she's not on the ground floor.
Don't panic, Mum. But if she's lost...
We don't know that. Oh, this is a big place. She could have got up in the attic or into one of the bathrooms.
Have you found her?
Haven't you?
No, I've searched everywhere. Under the beds, in the airing cupboards, in her wardrobes.
When could she have got to?
If she's not in the ball, she must have gone out. Been knocked over, anything.
Now, calm down, Mrs. Mead. Got enough to worry about without you going on.
When did you last see her?
I don't know. About half an hour ago when I went into the kitchen to get a tea.
I switched the telly on for her before coming down to shift some empties. When I left her, she was clutching Barnaby in front of play school.
Barnaby's still up there.
I came across him down the cellar this morning.
You let Lucy play down there?
No, Mum, of course not.
It's a great swap. Found one horrible doll, lost one four-year-old child.
What shall we do, Sid?
Think coolly and calmly. She's not in a bull, so she must have gone out. And she wouldn't do that without a reason. Now, where would she have wanted to go all by herself?
Why would she have wanted to come round to Mum's bungalow?
It's just a theory, Polly, and we have to try every avenue.
It's not here. The key's not under the mat.
Under the mat? That's asking for trouble.
Look, it's in the door.
Do you think...
Let's find out. Come on. Would she know where the key was?
Well, she's seen it. Put it there.
Lucy?
Lucy?
Lucy, are you here?
Lucy, dear?
Lucy!
Come on,
it's Graham. Lucy!
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 She's not in the living room.
Nor in the kitchen.
Nor in the bathroom. Try the bedroom. Now, why she should be in.
Lucy! Lucy! Lucy, what are you doing there?
Oh, wake her up. Lucy, it's Granny.
She's not just sleeping.
Now, take it easy. She's breathing. There doesn't seem to be anything.
My pills.
Hey.
Mum's sleeping pills. The top's off the bottle. And some are missing. I'm sure there were more than that.
You left dangerous pills hanging around for a child to get out.
Oh, we didn't know Lucy was going to come here. Mum, please, that's not going to help.
If anything happens...
We must get her to hospital.
An ambulance?
No time to wait, love. I'll get the car. That's one thing off the worry list, any rate. Peggy Archer will cover at the bull. Get your pecker up, Poldo. We got Lucy here. She's in the best possible place.
And why is she in hospital? Because we let her
go. It's no good blaming ourselves, love. That won't get us anywhere.
It was when I saw them using that stomach pump on her. She looks weak. Helpless. Never forgive myself if anything...
Nothing like that will happen. She's out of danger.
You can't be sure.
A couple of Mogadon. That's all she's had.
If it had been half a dozen and they'd been...
Polly, will you stop looking on the black side of things? She's safe. Sound. And getting better and better every minute.
Then why won't they let us in?
Because the doctor is with her. Because she got so upset in the casualty ward. They'll let us in soon. You see.
I'm glad Mum didn't come with us.
Oh, she's all we'd need. Hysteria on wheels. Anyway, Mrs. Perkins is looking after her, so forget it.
Why did she take them? That's what I can't understand.
She must have thought they were sweets or something.
Yeah, but we drummed it into her again and again.
I know, love. We also told her never to go out on her own without telling us. Phew, there was I in the storeroom. She must have slipped past right under my nose. You all right, love?
I was just thinking.
Don't brood.
No, listen. If she
Well, you know. That'll be it. She's our only child. We might never have another.
Now, that's nonsense and you know it. One, she's going to get better.
I hope so.
Two, we will have another child. And three, you've still got me. And I love you.
Oh, Sid.
No further news, Nora?
No. Sid said he'd phone again later.
Oh, that's probably him now.
Oh, I do hope everything's going to be all right.
They'll look after her in Borchester General. It's a good hospital.
Oh, and there was me joking about the child drinking what she shouldn't. I feel awful.
Not as awful as Sid and Polly must feel.
Lucy must have taken it into her head to slip out, just when no one was looking.
You can't watch kids 24 hours a day.
No, they're bound to get into some scrapes.
Oh, our Phil was a terror. When he was Lucy's age, he reached up and pulled a pan of boiling water off the stove. Oh, he was lucky it didn't scald him all over.
Oh, you feel so useless when it's happened.
And in this case, there's nothing they can do.
It'd be a tragedy if anything should...
Oh, here's Mrs. Archer.
Was that Sid on the phone, Peg?
Yes, and they've been allowed to see Lucy.
Ah.
She's better, but very shaken up.
Is she out of danger?
I think so, because they've moved her into one of the children's wards.
Oh, that's good. If she's not in intensive care anymore,
she's
then...
She's still far from well, Dad.
Lucy.
Opens her eyes, what's the first thing she says?
Where's Barnaby?
Oh, give her Barnaby.
I've got my theories about him as well, you know. She didn't take him down the cellar. He walked down of his own accord. He's been knocking back cider down there for days.
Don't, Sid. Please.
I was only trying to...
I'll be all right now the worst is over. But I can't be jollied out of it.
No. No, fair enough. Right, come on. And we'll be off.
No, I'm staying here.
All night? No, that's ridiculous.
My place is with Lucy. I'm staying.
But hold
on. You go back and get some sleep. I'll sit it out. It's all right. I spoke to the nurse. I am allowed to stay.
Well, then... I'll have to get round them as far as I can.
Get round what?
Me jobs. Call in on your mum and put her mind at rest, if that's possible. Nip back to the Bull, explain to Peggy Archer and Nora, get a pile of coins for that vending machine and some grub from the kitchen. Grab Barnaby and back her come.
There's no reason why both of us should stay.
There's every reason, and I'm going to spend the whole night explaining them to you. We're in this together.
She's as good as new, by all accounts.
They let her out of hospital yesterday, I heard.
And just as well. Sid and Polly sat up all Wednesday night. Another night like that, and they'd have needed to be in hospital.
But she is quite all right.
Yes, according to Nora. There's been no physical damage.
What about emotional?
Ah, well, now that's another matter.
Sid and Polly will probably have the worst scars.
Oh, they was frightened out of their wits. When they found her at Mrs. Mead's like that, they really believed it was touch and go.
Whatever made her go to her grandmother's in the first place?
Well, apparently she went to meet her. Mrs. Mead was coming to tea that afternoon, and... she used to bring Lucy sweets.
So that was the incentive.
Ah, and when she got there, her grandmother had popped into our Mrs. Bagshaw's two doors down.
Lucy found the key, let herself in.
Looked for Mrs. Mead and then, bingo.
What she thought were sweets. It must have been a horrible moment for Mrs. Mead when they discovered what had happened, as they were her pills.
She's still pretty shaky about it, by all accounts. But she's locking her pills away from now on.
It's a warning, isn't it?
It is.
Try some of this special goat's cheese, Neil.
No, thanks. A ham roll will do me fine.
You want to branch out a bit, you know.
Well, someone's got to support the pig industry. Here, Mr. Archer took me to see a place on Friday. Got 2,000 animals.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Shooter.
Hello.
Did your dad tell you about that pig unit we saw Friday?
No, he didn't, actually, Neil. Here's your key, Polly. Oh. I've got all the details written down.
Mind you, at that place, they don't breed at all. They just buy them in, fatten them, and sell them 4 times a year. What you doing in here, anyway, this time of day?
I've been looking at Sid and Polly's cottage, if you must know.
What do you think of the place, Shula?
Well, it's very pleasant, isn't it?
Do you think it'll be hard to let?
I should think if anyone saw it on a day like this, they'd say it was a perfect country retreat.
What happens now you've seen the place and taken the details?
Well, our Mr. Rotway or young Mr. Watson will be along and chat you up about a sensible rent to ask.
And we're going to do some more painting and tidying round and get it looking right again.
One last bang and... there.
Very clever. Anyway, I finished cleaning the bathroom. What next?
Test these floorboards for squeaks.
Okay.
I think I've nailed down all the loosens.
This one could do with a nail in it.
All right, say no more. You know, there's great satisfaction in this kind of work. Yeah, try that for size. See? No squeak.
Do you want a round of applause?
Where the axis?
Well, it might be Shula. She said you'd have to pop back sometime to take photos.
But I'm wearing me working togs.
Photos of the cottage, not you.
Oh, pity. I'm very photogenic. Oh,
I thought so. Tis her. Oh, this room's more or less done, then.
Fit for human habitation once again.
Anyone at home?
Upstairs, Shula.
Right.
Well, that window could do with a clean. I bought me chamois, luckily.
You're not just a pretty face. Front bedroom, Shula.
Not just now, but thanks for the offer. Have you been in the living room lately?
A quarter of an hour ago. Why?
There's a big wet patch on the ceiling.
That's impossible. That ceiling was quite dry.
The floorboards. You put a nail through a pipe.
No, I'd have felt it or heard it or... Well, let me see for myself. Hold tight.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Polly. The patch was near the door, just below, well, here.
The last floorboard he nailed.
Blimey, heck!
Oh, that's all we need.
Hey, quick, give us that crowbar. I've got to get this up. There's a blinking waterfall down there.
If you want my advice, Sid...
Some other time. This is an emergency. Oh, blimey!
Oh,
now we got a fountain up here. Well, do something, both of you. Don't just stand there. Do something.
Oh, put your finger over the hole, Sid.
Oh, I get soaked if I do.
Everyone gets soaked if you don't. Oh, get on. It's spouting everywhere.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Leave the nail in. It was only seeping out before.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with our water pressure.
Oh,
it's cold.
Oh, you've done it.
Yes, well, I can't keep my finger here forever.
The stopcock. We must turn that off.
Oh, lend an hand, Paul, doll. See if you can do it.
We'll never shift it. It's a man's work. You'll need a spanner or something.
Yeah, but I'm stuck here.
I'll take over. You ease your finger away slowly while I...
Oh! I said it was cold. Oh, you're really getting a shower bath, look. You look like a wet weekend.
Turn that stopcock off.
What? Oh, yeah. No problem at all.
Oh, of all the rotten luck.
It depends how you look at it. A burst water pipe's bad enough, but if he put a nail through an electric cable...
You'd have needed an ambulance instead of a plumber.
If it isn't one thing with this blooming cottage, it's another. It makes me want to get shot of it.
You can't do that now Rodway and Watson have taken it under their wing.
I wonder.
This is just a minor setback.
Oh, yeah?
Take it in your stride. That ceiling will soon dry out. All it'll need is a lick of paint.
More work. Did you manage to turn it off, Sid?
Yeah. Easy when you know how.
Oh, that's one blessing.
Oh, don't take your finger off yet. There's still plenty of water in the system, see? Yes, Sid, now hold it there a minute and I'll wrap this round it.
That's my best chamois leather.
I couldn't find a piece of rubber, so this'll have to do. Now let the dog see the rabbit. One leather patch over the hole. Oh, that's it. Right, move your finger.
Yeah.
I'll secure the leather with this Jubilee clip.
Very professional, Sid. Almost as professional as the way you shoved that nail through the pipe.
No recriminations now. We've got to raise a plumber.
Can't you mend a pipe?
No, it's copper. I can't solder that. I need a new section.
One thing about this place, there's never a dull moment. It's full of surprises.
That's true. Well, I know what we all need now. A nice coffee. I remembered the kettle.
Bung it straight on, Poldo. Coffee's just what the doctor ordered.
One small problem. There's no water.